The Federal Communications Commission has decided that television equipment of the future must include copyright protection technology. The move is meant to protect the television industry from the type of file sharing that has caused headaches for the music business. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
TV studios said this decision could save or kill the great American tradition of free over-the-air television. Broadcast TV is currently in the midst of a complex and much-delayed transition to digital technology. And Dennis Wharton of the National Association of Broadcasters says the FCC decision will help speed that process along.
Yeah, in our view, it's a big advancement for the digital television transition.
The commission's order says that after July 2005, digital TV equipment will have to include technology that can recognize the broadcast flag. This special electronic signal will allow consumers to make personal copies of TV shows, but it will stop them from trading those copies over the Internet. And Chris Murray of Consumers Union says it also pushes the FCC into industries it has no business regulating.
For the first time, the Federal Communications Commission is going to be delving into the architecture of personal computing.
That's because computers that can receive and distribute TV programs will have to include copyright protection, just like TVs and DVD recorders will. The computer industry was also worried about having Hollywood dictate what kind of technology would be used to stop piracy, but the FCC addressed some of those concerns by making it clear that the commission would decide which technologies to accept. Mike Godwin with a group called Public Knowledge welcomed that change, but
we think that the broadcast flag scheme is conceptually flawed, and it is no less flawed for the fact that they've done a lot to paint over the flaws.
One flaw was the concern that this technology could stop researchers from making copies of news and documentary footage. But news shows will enjoy the same protections from copying because the FCC decided it would be too hard to decide what is news and what isn't. Mike Godwin says the FCC's order essentially extends the rights of the studios and takes them away from consumers.
Copyright law allows for unauthorized or unlicensed use of other people's content. That's part of the balance we built into our copyright law.
But in the end, industry won by arguing that copyright protection would advance, not hinder, technological progress. Dennis Wharton of the National Association of Broadcasters says without this technology, no one would have wanted to put their best programming on free TV for fear of piracy.
Without this type of copyright protection, a high-quality program would migrate away from free TV to pay cable and pay satellite platforms.
Industry will get to make that argument again, since opponents of the copy protection scheme say they will challenge it in court. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.